Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris. And good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added 165,000 jobs in April. The job increases helped reduce the unemployment rate from 7.6% to a four-year low of 7.5%. The Federal Reserve has said that it plans to keep short-term interest rates at record lows at least until unemployment falls to 6.5%. Scouts on the Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour estimate Kansas will produce 313.1 million bushels of grain this year. The average of their 570 yield stops came in at 41.1 bushels to the acre, down 8 bushels from a year ago. Last year, the tour pegged Kansas's average yield at 49.1, with a production estimate of 403.8 million bushels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 14,978. It's up 146 points. The NASDAQ 3383, up almost 43. The S&P 500 is 1615, and it is up almost 18 points. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Midwest weather will continue rather sloppy for another 24 to 48 hours, and then an improving trend will occur in quite a few areas. Some areas in the western Corn Belt will already see some improvement as we go through the day today and tomorrow, but at the heart of the region, Illinois, portions of eastern Iowa and Missouri, down into parts of the Delta, we'll probably not see a lot of improvement until we get to the end of the weekend and on into the first part of next week. Already in the last 2 days, we've seen 1 to 2.5 inches of rain occur in portions of the region from northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska into north-central Iowa, and the precipitation that's expected to occur across the heart of the Midwest over the next 2 days will likely be as much as expected earlier this week. So the bottom line is that there will be no changes in the overall situation across the region. That doesn't make it any easier to get into the fields, obviously. Farming delays will likely continue across Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and eventually across southeastern portions or southwestern portions of Indiana, as well as Kentucky and down into the Tennessee River Basin and parts of the Delta. All of this region will see enough rainfall here this weekend that there will not be much opportunity for field work early next week, and we'll likely see only a small window of opportunity developing between this storm system and the next one, which is due in to parts of the Midwest. At the end of next week, maybe a 3 to 4 day period of dry weather will occur in each of the major crop areas across the Midwest. But the next storm system that is expected in the region a week from now is going to already be raising the concern level for planting because it is likely to bring rain to many areas, lasting for a good 2 or 3 days once again. If the second storm system ends up verifying, we could end up with some 1 to 2 inch rains in southern parts of the Midwest and lighter rains in the north, but it will perpetuate the wet field condition that is already delaying farming across the area, and that will likely not bode well in the marketplace or even in the on the farmland. We will expect the crop conditions across the region to maybe start to improve a little bit as we move out into the second half of this month. At that point in time, we should see warmer temperatures and maybe an opportunity for at least a little bit of a break in the wet weather biased pattern. But that is somewhat speculative at this point. We'll have to watch closely to see how everything comes together as we move into early next week. The temperature outlook across the area is still going to be one of a sharp contrast across the region. We will see high temperatures in the western portions of the Corn Belt here today, confined to the 40s and 50s. There may be a couple of locations that may not rise above 40 degrees, but I don't think that'll happen too often. In contrast, highs in the eastern Midwest, portions of Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan will likely get well into the 70s. This will be the last day of such warmth. Tomorrow it will be lower 70s and mostly 60s in the eastern Midwest. And the moderation in temperatures in the west will likely begin with highs in the western Corn Belt, mostly in the 50s. And we'll expect the warming trend in the west to continue as we move into the early part of next week. Sunday afternoon's highs will already be mostly upper 50s and lower 60s in the west. And we'll get all the way up into the 60s and 70s during the middle part of next week before the next rain event begins. One of the fundamental differences between the coming rain event and the one that's now passing is that the one that's coming up is not going to come from Canada. That means the temperatures will not be nearly as cold with the event as what we've been experiencing in the western Corn Belt and parts of the plains here this week. Most likely we'll see temperatures cool off to maybe some 60 and 70 degree readings, and maybe even a few upper 50s during the height of the rain event, but I don't think we'll see temperatures nearly as cold as what we have here over the past couple of days, and frost and freezes in hard red winter wheat country will not occur with that event. This morning, damaging freezes occurred in most of the high plains. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, May wheat at 7.95, down 7.25. July, 7.82 1/4, down 8.5. May wheat in Chicago, 7.18, down 3/4. July, 7.20 3/4, down 7 3/4. May corn, 6.97, down 1/2. July, 6.60 1/2, down 1.5. December, at 5.55, down 4. May soybeans, 14.56, up 15. July, 13.82 1/4, up 10. November, 12.12 1/2, up 8.5. May soybean meal, 4.22.70, up 4.10. July, 4.09.40, up 3.20. May soybean oil, 48.71, up 29. July, 48.79, up 30. June live cattle, 123.60, down a nickel. May feeders, 140.70, up 10. And May lean hogs, 91.25, and they are down a nickel. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we call it a futures market, and so I guess the question is, what are we going to come back next week with? We probably, if we want to play the guessing game, we'll find from NASS planted acres for corn somewhere, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11%, the average around 50%. I suppose, at that time of year for this particular week. And then we'll look at the forecast on, I suppose, on Sunday night, the 10-day forecast, and we'll come back and we'll see if the market can take off to the upside or not.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've done some on the corn market. I think we've made some positive signs. We filled that gap that we left after the stocks report there on the corn, and I think that was an important chart point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've got ourselves in a position where we certainly are prepared to do that, but we're going to assess it every day, just as you say. We're going to assess it as we see what the weather forecast does and what the forecast changes. We're getting into that very critical time frame, both here in the Midwest as well as up in, more importantly, up in the plain, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Those areas, they're getting pretty critical here. They've got some pretty early prevent plant dates.
It is snowy up there. The ground is cold up there, and it probably is not too soon to legitimately say they're going to lose some acres.
Yeah, so that's the real point, I think, Dave. We certainly don't have ideal conditions here starting out this season. That doesn't necessarily mean that we can't get a decent crop, but it's harder to do that. And I think probably most of your analysts are backing off some acres out of the corn acres, probably adding some into the beans, and also probably backing the yield off some. I actually saw yield there yesterday. It was kind of looking at the 155, 156 level, which has backed off, 4 or 5 bushel an acre from what most guys were a month or so ago.
Right, so if you're at 155 or 156 and that you're at 96 million acres, you got a crop under 14 billion bushels.
Yeah, you really, I guess the number that I look at is if you're looking at 95 to 96 million acres, you got to have around 160 bushel yield to get that 14 billion bushel mark. So, you know, is that out of the picture? I mean, I don't know that we could say that's not still a possibility, but it's getting less and less likely.
A word about soybeans, please.
Soybeans, I think we are going to see some acres get added, but, you know, I don't know that I'd press the beans here too much because if we come in next week and we do see some open weather and or see more corn acres planted than we thought we were going to see, that may, you know, that may be kind of a boost for the beans. We've done a little bit of damage here on the beans earlier in the week, so I guess I would be a little bit careful trying to press them right now.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 695 and three quarters, now 95 even, down 2.5. July, 657 and three quarters, down 4.25. Now down 4, now down 3.75. December corn, 553, down 6. May beans, 1453.5, up 12.5. July, 1379, up 6.75. And November at 1210.5, up 6.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.